Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller, guest hosting today, along with our wonderful co-host, Mr. Jerry Peretzman.
Thank you for inviting me again.
It's great that you're here. We thank you. And then we have, again, Miss Christina Liu, our senior citizen program development specialist for the Town of North Hempstead, Department of Services for the Aging, producer of the radio show Project Independence in You. And yes, that all fits on her card, though the card's very
large. It's a huge card. Right. It's a poster board. But Rebecca, I just want to say you're doing a fabulous job
right.
today.
Thank you.
You are.
Always a pleasure
you're
to have right. Beck here with us.
Thank you so much.
I mean, we don't want to tell John, though, so we'll keep that.
Don't right. tell yeah. John, though.
Keep him on his toes.
Yeah. John who? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Right. What was his name?
Yeah. But I want to encourage everyone tomorrow, as we had said, it's National Healthcare Decisions Day.
Right.
Tomorrow, and the St. Francis Hospital is having a huge health fair at the DeMatta Center. I will be at a table representing Project Independence if you want to come down and see me. So it's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's at the DeMatta Center on Northern Boulevard in Greenville.
What kinds of things are they doing there?
They're literally have all aspects of healthcare. There's going to be cholesterol, diabetes, blood pressure screenings, CPR demonstrations, podiatry and dental screenings, Tai Chi yoga demonstration, Women's Center information and tours. There's going to be a stroke prevention information, healthy cooking, nutrition information, diabetes education.
Excellent.
All different senior programs will be offered there, too. And there's going to be a heart walk at 1 p.m. Over there as well. So
okay.
It should be nice. If you're in the area, I definitely think check it out. I love those health fairs because you're really able to get tons of. I'm excited to go and see. You know, I'm going to scout out some radio show guests while I'm there. But I definitely encourage everyone, you don't need to register. You could just show up. So it's from 10 a.m.
to 2 p.m. 10 a.m.
to
2 p.m. And that's tomorrow.
And again, no charge.
And that's right. It's no charge.
No charge.
And also tomorrow, the town animal shelter is offering free microchips for dogs and cats. Which is, they've done this in the past and it's very successful. It's
right.
great because normally there's a cost to this. So on this day, there's no cost.
Right.
You bring your animal in. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the town's animal shelter. And it's great because, you know, microchipping really helps you. It gives your animal a unique little permit, and it's
like
not
a
painful.
License plate
yeah, it does.
Right?
Like a little proof of identification. So, you know, God forbid something happens,
right.
you know, you could find the dog.
It's fascinating. You know, you're always hearing stories on the news that a dog is found 3 years later, you know,
right.
on the West Coast,
right.
and they're
yeah.
able to identify through a microchip that he's from New Jersey.
Yeah, right. It's the size of like a grain of rice.
Right.
They said so.
Oh,
it's like
really?
A little tiny
oh, okay.
thing, which is you know pretty futuristic and cool. All participants will leave the clinic with information from PetLink, a tag, microchip identification card with the chip number. You'll get, and you just need to bring, you know, like the dogs, your dog's information and license.
And it's quick, huh?
Yeah, it's a very, quick. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, so that's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the town North Hempstead Animal Shelter, which is 75 Merino Avenue in Port Washington.
So you can start out there at 10 and then head over
that's
to
right.
the DeMatta Center.
Right.
Okay.
It'd be a day of information, so.
Healthcare.
Call 311 if you need more information on that. I just wanted to give a quick little shout out also to Project Independence programs. Each week we announce all the numerous social groups we have going on. And these are monthly, so you're able to go to, you know, there's something for everyone. We have a men's community group on top of our Romeo's group. That meets Fridays at the Parkville Library. We have a caregiver support group that meets at Port Washington. We have a senior talk group that meets at the Roslyn Community Center on the first and third Thursday. There's a Blankets of Love group that meets
right.
Tuesdays. You know, so just call 311 and you can get a whole list and times and dates of all these different programs because I really think there's something for everyone out there.
You know, Christina, I'm sitting here marveling at all of these pages and pages of flyers and press releases and the radio show
right.
list and the contact list and it's all you. It's like, I don't even know what I do. You just
right.
do everything here.
I like to spread
right.
the word. I'm about
right.
spreading it.
The newsletter. The yeah. you know holding it all together. You're just it's just amazing.
Oh, thanks, Beck.
But the important thing for a senior is that you can pick and choose. there's so many different things you can become involved with. In other words, it isn't either this or nothing, which I think is so wonderful.
Yeah, and that's what's, you know, and
right.
You know. What I also want people to know, there's another great group that's been for about 3 months now. It's called World in Motion, and it's a current events group that is actually, it's facilitated by Professor Martha Cohen, who's a Project Independence volunteer. So she does. I've heard absolutely wonderful things about this group. It meets at Clinton G. Martin Park, and it's once a month. So it's going to be April 26, and that's 2:15 to 3:15. And what I think is great about that too is that here's someone who was a professor, and she came to us with this great idea that she's, you know, done these different groups before, and you know, so now she's facilitating it.
Right.
So I think it's really just great. I mean, you know, Project Independence, Beck could speak for this too. We're not a huge staff.
No,
you know,
we're not.
So we certainly can't be, you know, running around doing all these groups as much as we would love to. So it's nice that we can have someone who, you know, this was her specialty, and she's doing
right.
it, and it's absolutely getting rave reviews. So it's definitely a fun part of the program too.
And I just like to say, I hope that our office staff is listening. And you guys can secretly text me to let me know if you've heard this or not.
That's right. She wants to know if she sounds sexy on the radio or not, guys. So please text her. We also, you know, just with the nice weather coming up, there's tons of great little outdoor programs that North Hempstead is doing. And also at Clark Botanic Garden, there's going to be a seminar, which is, it just sounds interesting. It's going to be about composting rain barrels and how to plant a rain garden, which I've never heard of this rain garden concept. But it's all part of this Recycle the Rain program, which is going to be going on May to September at Clark Botanic Garden. And this program, it's a 30-minute instructional class. And upon completion, you can buy this composter for $50, which I think it normally goes for $100. So you get kind of a half-price deal here. And by using this composter, you can create all different organic material for your you know, your gardens at home as well. And it's really a cool concept, you know, just like putting all of your kitchen away. It's just, it's very eco-friendly and nice. I really think it's an amazing thing to do. And this, also what they teach you is that the benefits of these rain barrels, you could purchase that as well, that 1,800 gallons of storm water can be, you can recycle as much as 1,800 gallons of storm water in a single summer season, which seems like an extremely large amount. It does seem like a lot of water. And this rain garden that you will also learn about, it's positioned near a water runoff source, near like a driveway or some kind of sump pump or something. And it keeps the fresh rainwater out of the sewer system and keeps it in the ground. So it kind of diverts it and keeps it, you know, all in the soil instead of, you know, running off into a sewer and never to be, like, seen again. But it's so interesting. So if you're interested in this kind of thing, it's nice to be at Clark Garden.
Right.
It's spring is here, finally. I think we're all very happy that, you know, that the spring season's here.
Yes, we
so
are.
So call 311 or 869-6311. It's tons and tons of days. So you can do what works for you. So check it out. We also have coming up is the 4th Annual Trashin' Show, and that's on Wednesday, April 20th from 7 to 9 p.m., and that's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center. It's really a cool program. It gets schools involved in creating amazing different fashion pieces, and I've seen some of these things, pocketbooks and skirts like, made out of bottle caps. I mean, there's all kinds of really cool things that they do, so you can attend that as well, and it's
all
free, so check it out.
Great.
I know. It's like really just a lot.
So much going on.
It really is going on. But what is very near and dear to my heart is that Meals on Wheels, there was a big press release that came out, a press conference that was, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, that the town is, you know, really trying to push this program because Meals on Wheels always had a waiting list for many, many years. So a lot of people, you know, it was hard to get on, obviously. Now EAC Network is completely in charge of all Meals on Wheels for North Hempstead.
I think for the
Nassau
whole county,
county
right? Yeah.
Which is great because originally they just had Westbury, but now we've been partnered with them forever, and there's no waiting list for this program. And it's we had Carol O'Neill, who she'll actually be on our radio program coming up as well. She spoke to all of our social workers and nurses just to kind of let everyone know, you know, please refer to the program. There's not a huge waiting list anymore. And what I also loved about it that she told us, which is personally one of my favorites, is that they'll bring birthday cakes. to you on your birthday, which I thought, you know, it's such a small gesture, but it how nice is that, you know, especially, you know, that these some, you know, you it has to be, you know, you're homebound and you can't cook for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just nice, you know, and it, on top of getting, you know, healthy, nutritional meals delivered to you, it's a social component. So the person that delivers you, you know, can, you know, chat with you for a few, and then, you know, you can get referred to different things, and just your it opens up your world.
And really, all, again, part of aging in place.
Yeah, and then what's also very nice is for, they also have pet food. As well,
oh,
yes. So I had. I mean,
did
there's. I you know. I knew. About, I never knew all like the details to this program, but Carol O'Neill said that she personally goes out there. They're granted a certain amount of money for pet food, and she'll buy pet food. So you know, you'll get your food, and your pet will also get your food.
I think we're coming up to that last minute. Could it be possible?
Yeah, so everyone, I just really, if you, anything you can get from this is call 311-869-6311. Yeah, they'll give you a whole list of all these great programs if you missed anything. And have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
You too, Christina.
And tune in next week. We have a great show.
Jerry,
too.
Thank you so much once
pleasure.
Again. I also wanted to give a shout out and thank, again, our co-host, Jerry, and all of our guests today, Joanne Houston and Dr. Pat Bomba, Dan Cox, of course, the Director of Broadcasting at WCWP, Janine Solero, Sam Negron, who was our engineer today, Christina Liu, our producer, that looking forward to next week, and I'm sure John Ryan will be back.
Yes.
And just wanted again to thank everybody today who participated.
And thank you, Beck.
You're welcome.
You're a great pinch hitter.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much.
Great job.
It was really a great show, and I look forward to being guest host again. Have a great weekend, all.
Thank you.